California's Department of Education is refusing to comply with a federal order to prevent transgender athletes from competing in girls' and women's sports. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, I'm a little confused by this because the governor has made some statements otherwise. So what's happening?
Well, don't be confused. Everyone's confused on this one, and there's contradictory opinions at every turn. What we basically have is the Trump administration deciding through its Justice Department that it's discriminatory against female athletes for them to have to compete against trans women in sports. And 27 states agree with that, but Maine and California are saying no dice. California has a law that says that trans students should be allowed to participate in women's sports. Otherwise, they'd be discriminated against. And that law goes back to Governor Jerry Brown in 2013. But the Trump administration says, no, we feel that the other athletes are being discriminated against. And they are threatening to withhold some $8 billion in Title IX sports money for the state of California. And the governor's going to reply, who said that he earlier said that he felt that it was unfair for trans women to be participating in women's sports. He can understand how it would be fundamentally unfair. He's saying basically the law is the law and we're going to follow it. Our law, California law, federal law, they're going to fight it too. So this is probably going to wind up in the Supreme Court.
$8 billion, what type of consequence, impact would that have if that's withheld from California?
Oh, it's significant. It would be very significant. There's no way around it. Earlier, the Trump administration talked about withholding less than $1 billion in funds over DEI concerns in school programs. And, you know, that caused, money's very, very tight, Margie. But this is an issue that I'd never seen before. I didn't know it was coming around the bend, and it's just growing. Trump is, clearly California is target rich for his administration to point and say, stop doing this, whether it's sanctuary cities or it's sports. But it's a confusing issue. I mean, the NCAA issued guidelines that said anybody can participate in men's sports, but only biologically women can be in women's sports. That appears to be in contradiction to California law. The governor and the California Sports Authority, Interscholastic Sports, said that basically we can have trans women participate, let's say, in track meets, and if they ace out a biological woman, then she gets the medal, the equal medal as well. This is something that, it's going to take the wisdom of Solomon or some biologist to try to figure out. But for as it stands right now, Gavin Newsom is standing on principle, and it's probably going to cost the state some money because Trump has the money and he doesn't have to give it unless the court tells him to. And that's going to take time.
Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer.